Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But I got to tell you, man, Tua said it. Mike has said it. If you're going to the games and you're going, maybe today, honey, maybe today, they're going to throw it down the field four or five times in a deep slant or a deep corner route or running across the field and getting deeper as you cross. For all those things, getting behind safeties and corners and throwing it five, six times and connecting on a couple, those explosive one and two play 70-yard drives for touchdowns. Not doing it that way. And I got to tell you, it wasn't bad. Those 14-play drives and 8.5 minutes and marching down and the passing game, as Tua said, it was like a running game. First down, throw it out there, get 8 yards. Set up a second and two, throw it again. It was kind of fun. It's just an adjustment for everybody. It really is. It's like, and dumbass here keeps saying, oh, today might be the day. Today might be the day we got to get Waddle, and it's almost like lazy. It's being lazy is what I was doing. Like, today might be the day for Waddle and Hill to get the ball deep. There he goes in motion behind the line, and I was like, okay, shut up, Joe. Just shut up. You're wrong. That's not going to happen. But I'll tell you one consistent thing that is happening. Devon Achan is the number one target player on this offense. They get him the ball, carries, receptions. He's it. It's almost like the goal every game. He seems like every time he's playing now, he's 100 yards total offense. He's 100 to 150 yards total offense. And that's not going to change. And when he's out, I'm guessing Raheem's going to take that and do it as well. And maybe a little Jalen Wright in there. But they got to get the running game going again. It's hasn't been as good the last 2 weeks. We bragging about it. It was really good there. 149 yards to 100 and almost 200 yards for 4 weeks. And it's dropped off. And I know we got some banged up guys. We haven't had our fullback. And all those things do matter to get those guys back. I'm looking to this Patriots game, and then, man, there's not much time to celebrate because you're hitting the road Wednesday to get to Green Bay for a not first game, not second game, but the third and last game of Thanksgiving. By the way, the NFL is now out to just destroy what the NBA owned for a long time. Didn't they have the five games on Christmas Day?
Yeah.
And now the NFL's
They took Christmas too, yeah.
They took two games. Is that the Netflix games?
Yeah. So, like, I mean, look, man, everyone's going to watch NFL over the NBA regular season, right? That's a bad recipe for the NBA.
Well, because it's late in the season and you're playing. Yeah. I agree. And it's not taken away from the NBA because you
still like the NBA's almost got to back off and find a new day. But
I got to tell you, though, or you do it, my brother-in-law, and I always tell everybody, I am thankful to have two brother-in-laws that like sports as much as maybe even more. All four of my brother-in-laws love sports, but two of them are, I mean, they literally have two TVs on, and they got basketball, and they got football, and you pick which one you want to watch, and there's plenty of alcohol and food, and you just, Jamie and John just get after it, man. They just, well, I'll tell you what, married into them. To a good deal with my brother-in-law. Very, very good deal.
They serve the LeBron tequila when they watch basketball on Christmas?
No, they're not drinking that stuff. But I am getting a bottle of that from my man. Harvey. I never have it. Harvey got me that bottle out here.
I'll look into it. I don't know what it's called. I'll look into it.
Oh, I got the bottle.
No, you got the MJ. I'm talking about the LeBron one.
I don't want the LeBron. All you always got to stir it up. I mean, I'll try it. I'm not against it. It's not like it's a LeBron versus Michael Jordan. Everybody knows Michael Jordan's the greatest player of all time. That ain't changing.
Who has the better tequila, though? That's the question.
The same guy that is a better player overall in his career. All right, right now we got to take a break here, but we've got Jeff Darlington going to join us here in just a couple of minutes. Before we do, I got to get to a problem. It's a problem that I have taken care of, ED and low T. I'm not proud to talk about it. I want to let you know. People go, aren't you embarrassed to talk about that? That's something that's kind of private, isn't it, Joe Rose? And I go, not when you go to Atlantic Men's Clinic and it works and you want to tell guys that might be going through it after I found out half the men in their 50s have ED. Half the men. So when I'm talking to guys in their 50s, I mean, they don't go around telling them. We don't go around telling each other about this thing. That's not something men talk about with each other. But I want to let you know, if your energy level is down and your sex drive is gone and everything around it, not working out like you used to, constantly tired, even moody, and you've noticed that all of a sudden nothing's working in the bedroom, you have it. You have both, ED and low T, and I want to let you know, don't worry about it, because Atlantic Men's Clinic can knock it out, and I mean knock it out quickly. Thank you, guys, because that's what they did for me 8 months ago. And boy, I'll tell you what, schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic if you're going through it. Do it today. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, a T and a PSA test. So get your results to you. Take a look at them. They do it quickly. You go over it and you decide if you want to do it or not. But I'll tell you what, to me, it's the greatest gift you can give yourself or somebody can give you is to go to Atlantic Men's Clinic and get great results by feeling better and having more energy. I don't care if this is going on in your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. I'm talking about you feeling better and getting your sex drive back. Six locations in South Florida to serve you. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com.